Here's another 1-2 pitch. And Wagner goes down swinging as the Pirates finish up the top of the seventh. Stretch time, the seventh inning stretch, brought to you by gambling. What do you have to lose? Beg, steal, borrow, any way you can get it, then turn around and bet it. Gambling, a proud sponsor of the seventh inning stretch. We go to the bottom half. Pirates 6, Tigers 4.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
So what are we doing today?
A lot of drinking.
It's National Mojito Day.
So you can't make a mojito.
Mojito? Mojito?
Of course I can make a mojito.
Mojito.
It is your mojito.
It is National Mojito Day.
It's National Mojito Day.
One mojito coming up, gentlemen.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
It's showtime, baby.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps. And radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that even work? Well, you simply enable the skill. You do that one time. So that way you can listen to our live show when we're live. And you can listen to our feature channel 24/7, 365. It's really, really cool. We play great modern alternative music and vintage tracks. Some you haven't heard in a while. That's on Radio 434. You can also find it on radio434.com as well. Just go there and click the big red play button. And it's not red? Oh, yeah, the big silver play button. Take two. The big silver play button. And you'll get why did I say the big red button? That's telling. Anyway, finally, Friday edition. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434. I said that. And then how do you get us on Alexa? Well, you enable the skill. You just do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And
hello!
There you go. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. The podcast is a repack of the live show that we do Monday through Friday, and we repack each day's show into a full-length podcast, usually drops around noon or so, and you can get that on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and
hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts, okay? And it's like our virtual time machine because we've got hundreds and hundreds of episodes. See, because we do a live show every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, except for the times that we take a vacation, which I'll get to that. So that's like last year we did like 240 some episodes. Year before did about the same. Year before we so on and so on and so on. So hundreds and hundreds of episodes, plus bonus content as well. And you can find that just by simply going back into our virtual time machine of the podcast realm. Okay. We also have a video simulcast on Facebook Live. At the Mike Show VA. And that handle, that's all one word, no spaces. That handle works for, I guess they call it a handle. It's whatever. It's the name for our social media, where you find us. It's our address, where you can find us on social media, at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. And that's good for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, MySpace, Your Place, My Face. I don't know. Anyway, hi there. Yes, speaking of vacation, we are going on vacation starting at the end of today. Yeah. Yeah. Well, technically, we have Kimberly's mom's 80th birthday celebration extravaganza black tie event tonight that we're going to be attending, and Tab is going to be working her patootie off. I am going to enjoy beverages, and of course, you know, fine dining and dancing, and it's going to be wonderful. So we've got that tonight. But then Tab has Saturday portion of things. It's going to be a little bit more low key. It's not not black tie or anything.
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. Just because I have a tuxedo doesn't mean I'm. Anyway, so we've got that. But then Sunday morning, we are leaving for the beach. And we'll be gone. No shows next week. No, I said no shows next week. No live appearances. No events. No interviews. No appointments. Nothing. Absolutely, positively, nothing. All right. So, Tab. Okay, Tab got me these bloody large glasses. Okay, and when I first tried them on, speaking of drinks, we had a few drinks, and she got, well, Tab got a whole bunch of them, and. She looks good in them. She's got ones that are tortoise shell, and then she's got other ones. And these are, you know, these are readers, which I absolutely positively need. And these are like the best readers I've ever worn. But they are bloody large glasses. And here, I found this. This is an old ad. And if you're not watching our Facebook Live, skip on over there and see what we're talking about. Here we go. This Michael Caine, back in the day, did an ad campaign for these great big huge glasses, and they literally were called bloody large glasses. And these are the Alfie that retailed for $250. Back in the day. So there you go. If you're not on our Facebook Live, you're going to want to skip over to our Facebook Live and take a look at this advertisement from the 1960s or 1970s with Michael Caine sporting the glasses that I'm wearing right now. I like to consider that I look as distinguished and wonderful as Sir Michael Caine. However, others have indicated, where's the thing? I want to present image file. Others have indicated that no, I more resemble this man, Frank Reynolds, in these glasses. So at any rate, that's totally fine. That's fine. It's fine. I'll take either one. I'll take. All right. So, again, if you're listening and you are not looking at the images that are on the screen, go on over to our Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. What are we doing? Oh, yeah, it's the finally Friday edition of the program. So that means, let's see. Well, of course, we got your five random facts. Of course, we got your stupid criminals in .news. So we got one smart. We got one dumb, and then we've got nerd news this week in science. It's just science. It's our weekly roundup of science news, and so you get two smarts for one dumb on today's show. You make out so much better. We also, of course, have your not headline news and all that kind of stuff. And I've got a story for you. Speaking of taking a road trip with your significant other. This guy in France headed out on a road trip with his wife last weekend. He stopped at a gas station along the way, and he forgot her there.
No!
But no, but wait, it gets better. He drove nearly 200 miles without realizing that he left his wife. Or did he? I would imagine.
You idiot!
I would imagine. So anyway, so we're gonna talk about that, and then we've turned it into a top list. Top signs. The guy in France who left his wife at the gas station and drove for another 200 miles did it on purpose. All right, so that's our top list today. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing.
A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now, summertime tips from the elderly.
My wife of 48 years, God rest her soul, used to tell me that summer was a great time to do all those home and yard projects that you put off all year long. Boy, I'm glad she's gone.
That was a summertime tip from the elderly.
Yeah, it was. It's the Mike Show. So, yeah, she's gone, but not gone like this, okay? Check this out. And I don't know how many foot rubs would your husband have to give you to make up for this? More than 500? Or would you just say that is absolutely positively it? A guy in France is in the news after he went on a road trip with his wife. He forgot her at a gas station somewhere along the way. He didn't realize for nearly 200 miles. Now, they haven't released his name. He's 62 years old. His wife is 60. Their 22-year-old daughter was also with them, but asleep in the back seat. They left Paris for Morocco last Friday night to beat traffic. And it's a long drive. It's about 27 hours. And they made several stops during the first leg. He pulled into a gas station around 4:30 in the morning, apparently to fuel up. Then he left without her and didn't realize he drove 186 miles. It's not clear if she had been sleeping in the back or what. Maybe she got out and he didn't realize. But he called the police at 8:30 a.m. to report it. Okay, so they stopped at 4:30 in the morning. He called police at 8:30 a.m. to report it.
No!
He couldn't remember which gas station he stopped at or even the city it was in. And his daughter was sleeping during the stop, so she wasn't any help. Police eventually found the wife by tracking her cell phone. Now, why wouldn't he call her cell phone? I'm confused on this one. Yeah, and why wouldn't she just use her phone to call him? But anyway, it turned out she had been sitting there for 4 hours waiting for him to come back. Police thought there was a chance he left her there on purpose, but decided it was an honest mistake. So he's not in any legal trouble, just big trouble with his wife. He swung back, picked her up, and they continued on with their vacation. All right. So with that, we bring you our top list. The guy says he didn't do it on purpose. At least that's what he says. Let's see why we have our doubts with today's list. It's our top list today. Top signs the guy in France who left his wife at the gas station, drove for another 200 miles, and did it on purpose. All right, here we go. Number one. All right, we're going to do these. Here we go. Number one. When she finally reached him on his phone, a hooker answered. Top signs the guy in France who left his wife at the gas station and drove for another 200 miles, did it on purpose. I'm just going to say did it on purpose. All right, here we go. Number two. He was found following the trail of her clothes he threw out of the car. He was found by following the trail of her clothes he threw out of the car. Top signs he did it on purpose. He left with his wedding ring on his finger, but when he came back, his wedding ring was on eBay. Top signs the guy did it on purpose. His name is Bill Clinton. He refers to their time apart as the greatest 200 miles of his life. Top signs the guy in France who left his wife at the gas station, drove for another 200 miles, did it on purpose. His first words when he picked her up was, "Well, this sucks." She was just found alone at another gas station. And top signs, the guy in France who left his wife at the gas station, drove another 200 miles, did it on purpose. They're married. There you go. The Mike Show. Finally, Friday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly.
Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Superman opens today. Although he can fly and has X-ray vision, the most unrealistic aspect of the film is that he makes a living working at a newspaper. Paul McCartney announced a North American tour. To add youth to the lineup, the opener will be Beethoven. Jelly Roll and Post Malone may tour together again next year. They haven't announced it officially yet, but you can read it on their faces. And a body was found inside the donation bin at a Goodwill store in Pasadena, California. Nobody knows how it got there, but the guy's shirt just sold for $1.50. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Did I mention that we are going on vacation? That is right. I said we're going on vacation. Yeah. Yeah. We are headed to the beach. Now, we're smack dab in the middle of beach season, but for most or almost a third of Americans, no season is beach season. Huh? A new poll found 30% of us have not been to the beach in at least 5 years. That includes 18% who said it's been over a decade, 3% who have never been to the beach. 44% of Americans have gone in the past year. Around 1 in 5 have been to a beach in the past month. 79% said they like or love the beach. 14% said they don't. 7% don't have strong feelings either way. Men were a little bit more likely to say they hate the beach. Huh? Whether you enjoy yourself or not might depend on the type of beach you go to. 74% of us think a quiet, uncrowded beach is ideal. I agree with that 100%. There are a few things. Even a bad day at the beach is better than a good day in the office. 12% prefer crowded beaches with lots of people. The remaining 14% don't have a preference. They love or hate all beaches equally. I mean, we go down to Virginia Beach, and we have friends who have a condo there, and it is ideal, and it's wonderful, and they let us stay there. And so rather than spending, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars renting a house in the Outer Banks, I love the Outer Banks. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely positively love it. If we don't have to drop so much cash on a place, well, then, you know, that just makes it so much better. And then plus we stay up towards Rudy Inlet. And if you're familiar with Virginia Beach, that's a little bit more of a family friendly. It's less carnival ish, if that makes any sense. Again, if you know Virginia Beach, you know what I'm talking about. Anywho, I digress. I can't wait to get to Big Sam's. I want some Orange Crushes, too. It's been a while for me. The girls have gone to the beach a couple times now. I've been sidelined with the shingles. One of the most elderly things that I've said ever. So they've been to the beach a couple times this summer. I have not. This will be my first beach trip this summer. Can you tell I'm looking forward to it? All right. Anyway, coming up, we are going to get smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminet. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit timberlakechiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for 5
random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. We hope you make it down to Lynchburg Community Market. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. George Thorogood's 8-minute version of one bourbon, one scotch, one beer is actually 2 John Lee Hooker songs stitched together. Number 2, Megan Fox and the Olsen twins are actually 2 John Lee Hooker songs stitched together. They're the same age, 39. Megan was born May 16, 1986, and the Olsen twins were born June 13, 1986. Number three, the geographical center of North America is a town in North Dakota called Center. And that name is just a coincidence, by the way.
I don't think it's a coincidence. Nobody knew what they were doing.
No, I think so, too.
Now, if they called it off-center, that would have been better.
Slightly off, half a bubble off plum.
Exactly.
Number four, the tradition of athletics, or of athletes, rather, growing their beards while their teams are in playoffs, it started with the New York Islanders during their Stanley Cup run from 1980 to 1983, and it stuck. And then number five, the official state vegetable of Oklahoma is the watermelon. The senator who proposed it says it comes from the cucumber family, so it should be classified as a vegetable and not a fruit. The National Watermelon Promotion Board says it is both, so it qualifies. And those are your
real. Yep. That is on somebody's LinkedIn profile. Vice treasurer of the
the National Watermelon Promotion Board head or something. Anyway,
so those pilgrims wanted.
Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random.
What the pilgrims wanted.
This is not what they wanted when they
They wanted buckle shoes. Okay,
exactly. Is that too much to ask for?
Yeah. Well, they didn't get buckle shoes. Well, there's some buckle shoes, but we digress. Darius is joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. How's it going?
It is going great. We're ready for another exciting Saturday market. We should have a full house here at the market tomorrow, so come down and stock up on all your goodies. It's still grilling season, so plenty of meats, produce, all that good stuff to stock up on, so we hope that you come out and see us.
And the thing that I love is it's kind of one-stop shopping at Lynchburg Community Market. Not only do you have the produce, you've got fresh cut flowers, you've got everything to, you know, make things all pretty full on your dinner table, but you've got a bakery with rolls, you've got meats, you've got everything.
Coffee shop with teas, coffees, hot chocolate, desserts, everything that you can ask. So from breakfast, lunch, dinner, and even snack time, there's definitely something between all of our vendors that'll fit your craving.
Yep. You got the farmers market tomorrow, as well as the crafters gallery will be open with the crafters on hand. Absolutely. But you guys have regular hours throughout the week that you can even stop in and shop and get your lunch on at Lynchburg Community Market throughout the week.
Exactly. Yep. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Saturday, like Mike said, is the main day where the farmers are here. That's where the farmers market takes place. But all throughout the week, Tuesday through Saturday, you can come in, shop from our restaurants, permanent shops and boutiques. And then that center crafters gallery is also available to shop from. Even if the vendors are not there, me and my team can still check out those items for you. So just grab the item, bring it to the customer service window. We'll be glad to get you settled away.
All right. Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg, and on the interwebs where?
At lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right, sir. Well, have a great day. Have a great day tomorrow, and we'll see you at the market.
Sounds good.
All right. It is the Mike Show coming up. We are going to get really, really smart with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. That's coming up. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4-3-4.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition that brings us Dallas from your Lynchburg Hillcats. What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning. We got a big day ahead of us.
Well, let's hear about it without further ado, because I know you're busy and we're running a little behind today. So tell us how the Hillcats are doing, and then tell us about today's promotions.
Yeah, so we're doing pretty well right now. I think we're in third place in the North, but of course, once again, we did already clinch, so we're already guaranteed a playoff spot. So we're in the second week of a 2-week straight homestand. Last week was great, super busy. 4th of July, we broke records, all that good stuff.
Nice.
So this week we're coming to the end, and tonight's gonna be crazy, man. We had to postpone Tuesday's game, so we now have a doubleheader today.
Okay.
So first game starts at 5. And then see if you can follow me here, right? So it's Hungry for the Hungry Night.
Okay.
We have a Bold Rock sponsored campfire mug giveaway.
Oh wait, here, let me highlight that. Oh wow.
Yeah. That and is, they're like it's the metal ones, right? So they're awesome. Yeah.
That is so cool. And okay, so I kinda see how we're tracking along with the hunters. And that,
yep.
That makes for a great campsite or tree stand mug.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're giving 1,200 of those away. It's outdoors night. It's bike night. So we're gonna have a Harley Davidson parade around the field.
Oh, cool.
After the game, we're doing a camp out with a movie on the field. So Hunters for the Hungry, they're coming. Okay. They'll be here for the start of the first game.
All right,
we always do this massive raffle, so six tables worth of stuff.
What else could we possibly fit in there? Let's fire trucks and all. Yeah,
it's gonna be busy. And then on top of that, our food guy, our food and bev guy, DJ, is smoking ribs right now.
Oh, dude!
To be able to serve for the game, so we'll have ribs in the concession stands tonight.
Wow, this sounds like this is if you missed 4th of July, if there's one day that you should go, well, every day is a great day at the ballpark. But this one is chock full of goodness. You need to get your tickets. No, really, really cool. And then, what else is coming up? How long is your homestand? And then, when are you hitting the road?
Yeah, so Sunday is the last day of our homestand. Tomorrow is Western night. So we have like this massive inflatable bull, and we're doing like bull riding competitions and all that good stuff during the game. We have like pregame line dancing in the tap room. I think we're doing like line dancing lessons as well, country music, whole nine. And then I don't have it in here. It's actually in another office, but Western Ways is the sponsor for the Western night tomorrow.
Okay.
And whoever stays on the bull the longest, and I have it in our Instagram, but you get this awesome belt buckle, and it's got like the Hillcats logo on it, the Western Ways logo, and it says like 2025 inflatable bull riding champion. It's so sick. Cool. So I'm going to try to win that. Personally.
Nice. But, very, very cool. It is such a great, again, as we've mentioned, it's such a great night at the ballpark. There's so much entertainment, and the team is really good.
They are. Yeah, they are. And you know, once again, like we've talked about this before, but like that's what people like to see. You know, there's one thing. It's one thing to for us just to throw giveaways and fireworks and, you know, put as much as we can into the game.
Yeah.
Or into the experience, and you know, kind of just let the team do their thing. But you know, this year with having a team that, I mean, you know, there's a good chance you might see a grand slam or a home run, or you know, a diving catch, like all the weird stuff that you would hope to see and you would want to see at a major league park, you're now seeing at a minor league level. Yeah. And that, along with all the crazy other things we're bringing, and the, you know, the food specials, and this week we're playing the Hickory Crawdads.
Nice.
So a team out of Hickory, and because we're playing the Crawdads, once again, our food guy DJ is doing like he did crawfish cakes. So just a bunch of weird fun stuff.
No,
but that's what makes minor league baseball.
It really is. It's so cool, and it's very, very affordable. The entire family can get out and enjoy a night or a day doubleheaders of baseball. So get out. You can learn more. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Get to the box office. Get your tickets. Plenty of space tonight and this weekend to enjoy baseball. Dallas, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Coming up, we have, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1871. The first professional Major League Baseball game is played between the Cleveland Forest Cities and Fort Wayne Kekiongas. Afterwards, everyone enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers.
Cleanup and restorations continue as the tap room remains closed for now. But you can still pick up your favorite Ballad beers by visiting their dock on Calhoun Street at select times. See their social media for days and times. And of course, order a Ballad beer wherever they serve only the best beverages. If they don't, ask them to. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time for Nerd News. This weekend, science. It's just science covering the most important news for your brains. You may have missed this rundown. Here we go. In monkey news. Do I have a... I do have a monkey sound. Where's my monkey sound? Monkey. All right, take two. In monkey news. monkeys prefer watching videos of their friends over videos of strangers. Meanwhile, researchers in Zambia found chimps might be using blades of grass as fashion accessories. They like to shove long blades of grass in their ears and in their butts.
In the buttocks.
For no apparent reason, and just let them dangle there. Experts say it shows that, like humans, other animals also copy seemingly pointless behavior. In space news, an object from outside our solar system will zip past us at 135,000 miles per hour this fall. It's probably a comet, but some say it's aliens. It's just the third interstellar object that we have seen, well, that we've actually detected in the history of mankind. The first was in 2017. In paper airplane news and space news, a study looked at what would happen if you threw a paper airplane from the space station. And yeah, it would burn up on reentry. In exercise news, a study found matching your workouts to your personality yields better results. For example, introverts might actually prefer working out alone. Who knew? In child rearing news, a study found that if you can't get your baby to stop crying, it's not your fault. Some kids are just born fussier than others. Okay, geez. In pet news, most cats prefer sleeping on their left side. And we've never known why, but a new study analyzed 408 YouTube videos and found it might be a survival thing. It lets them see better out of their left eye because their body doesn't block their field of vision as much. And that's more important because their left eye is controlled by the right hemisphere of their brain. The right hemisphere does all the heavy lifting with things like sizing up threats. So seeing something out of their left eye lets them react a fraction of a second quicker, enough to potentially save their life. And there you go. That's nerd news. All right, coming up, we got sounds. We're going to put them in your ear holes lovingly. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar. We're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need five different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, today is also National French Fry Day. So now, thanks to AI, we can decipher and understand what some food is saying.
Hey there, it's me, Small Fry. Guess what today is? That's right, it's National French Fry Day. I know, you're thinking about your diet. Those carrot sticks in the fridge. But come on, let's be real for a second. Just taste one. A single crispy, perfectly golden French fry. What's the harm in that? Okay, maybe one more. And another. And another. I mean, this is a once-a-year opportunity to celebrate the deliciousness that is French fries. Go ahead, treat yourself. YOLO, right? Oh, and don't forget, July 14th is National Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, no!
All right. Let's see. So the dad in the Holderness family donned an Eddie Vedder type wig and hit the pickleball court for a recent Instagram video. This is if Pearl Jam explained the rules to pickleball. So here, listen.
Fire in the kitchen, illegally. I see your foot in the kitchen, illegally. Underhand. In pickleball, that service fam must serve it underhand. That is an indoor ball.
Yep.
The outdoor halls are a different size.
All right, so he's explaining staying out of the kitchen in the first tune, underhand serves, and then outdoor balls compared to indoor balls, and then mistakes on serve. If you followed. I love these guys. The Holderness family makes a living out of these funny home videos, reality TV, books, etc. So look them up if you have not yet. All right, so what is this? Today, because it's 7-Eleven, It's 7-Eleven's free Slurpee Day. Not only can you get a free small Slurpee, but a temporary tongue tube that will appear on your tongue after the first sip. Here's a retro 7-Eleven. Is this the commercial or just the?
Oh, thank heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heaven. Oh, thank heaven. 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to save this one for stupid criminals? I mean, I don't know if it was criminal, though. A billboard in Cleveland says, "Yes, I buy crack houses." It was put up by an out-of-state investor, is drawing criticism in the city. Here's the man behind the billboards, John Williams, defending the message.
What we do is we buy homes generally that are dilapidated, abandoned, not occupying, no one's living in them. And so what we do is we buy these properties, we fix up these homes, and they're affordable housing. When you have a headline, when you mention crack houses or abandoned houses, it gets attention, it brings attention to the issue, and it also brings in leads for the which we could acquire these properties that are just sitting there, and it's a big win for everyone.
Okay. McDonald's has come out with their snack wraps again, and Popeyes isn't happy. Here's an AI diss track they released to attack McDonald's.
We gon' get it poppin' like Louisiana cooking grease. Popeyes drop the chicken rappin', it's a classic in the streets. I'm about this chicken mindin' business, I don't want no beef. Clowns got back to rappin', it was cool, but it ain't moving me.
We are not the same, I've been the favorite, so I let you cook. Popeyes got it locked, the streets agree, and that's a major look.
We just do it better, stackin' cheddar, yeah, we eatin' good.
Breaded than it's battered, yeah, I know our chickens got you shook.
You can bite our ass, but know the recipe is different.
Yeah, they want the sauce, we'll make it spicy like your mentions.
If they think it's sweet, we'll add a lemonade and biscuits. Food be tasting funny when a clown is in the kitchen.
All right, I love it. Let's see. Skip that. Good God, skip that. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception, since today is also National Swimming Pool Day. Here's comedian Jim Gaffigan on above-ground swimming pools.
Speaking of swimming pools, my brother has an above-ground swimming pool, as if you didn't think I was white trash already. You don't really swim in an above-ground pool. You just kind of wade around with a beer. It's just like a regular pool, but not relaxing or fun. I guess I'll head to the deep end / middle. Woo! There is no graceful way to get in an above ground pool. You always look like you're sneaking into a giant cup of tea. I hope the Mad Hatter's not in here. But I love those above ground pools. It always looks like the owner couldn't make the commitment. You know, I like to swim, but I also want to destroy the value of my house. I need something to go in between the abandoned car and the refrigerator without a door. What to do?
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead. Please give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality, and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. This happened last Wednesday. A couple in West Baghdad, Virginia, is behind bars after they both got DUIs while driving a stolen RV and having sex behind the wheel.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. So it was in Bluefield, West Baghdad, Virginia, near the Virginia border. Police saw 48-year-old Matthew McDonald behind the wheel and 35-year-old Shannon Bryant straddling him. Both were naked.
Nice beaver.
Yeah. Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah, let me help you with that.
He pulled them over a half mile down the road. Shannon was behind the wheel now. Someone driving by hollered that they had saw them switch seats. They both admitted that they were getting it on when the police spotted them. Matthew also admitted he was the original driver and that he knew Shannon wasn't sober. Police found weed, drug paraphernalia, a bag filled with a white powdery substance. Then they ran the plates and saw that the RV was stolen.
Yep. No!
They both got busted for drugs. The RV, both got busted for drugs, the stolen RV, and indecent exposure. She also failed a sobriety test and got a DUI, and so did he for allowing an impaired person to drive. He got a DUI for allowing that. It's a law in West Baghdad, Virginia. He also had several warrants out for his arrest, and they tacked on a charge for reckless driving since he was the one behind the wheel when the hanky-panky was happening. What else? Do we have another story here? Or are we going straight to the good news? Yeah, how about this one? There's a new TikTok challenge where people, mostly teens, are kicking the doors of homeowners. They're kicking in the doors and running away. Here's Sheriff Mike Chitwood of Florida warning teens not to do this challenge because they could end up dead, especially in Florida.
That's a good way to end up dead, especially in Florida. You got to think you're about to become a victim of a home invasion robbery. Under the castle doctrine, you're going to shoot first and ask questions later. You're endangering your future with this TikTok challenge.
Yep. There's good news in the world. Now, you wonder why. One, I'm elderly, so I don't do the TikTok. But you wonder why we don't have a presence on TikTok. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Everyone's favorite pygmy hippo, Moondang, or Moodang?
Hello.
Just turned one yesterday. Here are Americans in Thailand.
Hello.
Celebrating the big day.
He's just so cute, chaotic, glass skin, and everything else.
I'm in Thailand for Moodang's first birthday. I love Moodang so much. I think she brought so much joy to people. And I think she's kind of an outlet and escape, which is a lot of pressure for a baby hippo.
Mm-hmm. That's the good news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have coming up the Hill City Slide, and that's in August. It is an over 750-foot water slide down Church Street. Yes, you heard right. In downtown Lynchburg, this will be the second year for Hill City Slide. You can learn more at hillcityslide.com. right. August 22nd through the 24th. You can get your tickets and reserve your time, again, at hillcityslide.com. It is a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are off next week.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're coming back, but in a week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great week next week. And we'll see you on, the 21st or something, 20th or 21st. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron. Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.